like to start off today talking about the difference in volatile production between wheat plants that are infested by the wheat stem sawfly and plants that are not infested, but under field conditions. We're going to work this in the field. And why are we working with these insects? What's the importance of it? Well, first of all, we know that wheat's a very important crop. And the United States this year alone just produced over 124 million tons of wheat. And the wheat stem sawfly is causing each year losses of over $120 million alone. So you can see it's a considerable amount of money that's being lost there. And how is this insect doing this? Well, first of all, adults come out in spring and they mate, and the females lay their eggs inside the wheat stem. These eggs are going to hatch, and the larva is going to start moving inside the stem of the plant, feeding on the tissue. This feeding is going to cause the most important damage to the crop because it's going to interfere with the nutrient flow, and this is going to cause a reduction of yield and the quality of the grain itself. When it's getting close to harvest, the plant starts drying down, and the larva moves to the base of the plant where it cuts, makes a notch in the inside of the plant, and it spins a cocoon under that, under the soil level. And here's another damage that's being produced because that cut makes the plant lodge over, and when it's time to harvest it, the combine is not able to pick up those plants, so the grain is lost in this case. So what's being done to control this? Well, one of the most important, one of the most effective methods that's being used is biological control, specifically using parasitoids. In Montana, where we're working, these tuberconid parasitoids are the most effective ones we have. And the females of these parasitoids, they detect the plants that are infested, they detect the sawfly inside the stem, and they paralyze the larva. Then they lay an egg on the larva or very close to it, and this egg is going to hatch. And the parasitoid larva is going to feed on the sawfly larva. After that, it's going to spin a cocoon where it's going to pupate, and then it's going to emerge, making a hole on the side of the stem. This system, this biological control system, is very important for us because our main goal is to enhance this system. We're trying to make it more effective. And in order to do this, we are working with the chemical ecology of the system. And so far, it's known that wheat produces 24 volatile compounds. And from those, 25, from those 25, our laboratory has determined that four of them induce behavioral activity on the wheat stem sawfly, these four that we have here. But specifically what we're trying to do right now is to find out which compounds are the parasitoids using in order to detect the plant and to find the sawfly in that plant. And so far, we've done a greenhouse work, working with the volatile production between infested and uninfested plants. We see the effect of height, of distance. We've ID'd compounds and quantified them. We did the same thing under field conditions to see if there's any difference in the volatile composition. And we've also done some electrophysiological studies determining the response of these parasitoids to these compounds on behavioral studies using wind tunnel. But right now for this talk, I'm going to focus just on the field studies specifically. So our first objective is we want to determine, first of all, if there's any difference in the amount of compounds, the volatile compounds that are being produced between between infested and uninfested plants, or areas of high infestation and low infestation. And if those antennally and behaviorally active compounds toward parasitoids, if they're being produced in higher amounts in areas where there's high infestation of the sawfly and less where there's lower infestation. So how did we do this? Well, our first challenge was to try to figure out a system that can work in the field to collect volatiles. This is a volatile collection system in the greenhouse. As you can see, it's a kind of a big complex system, and you can imagine how hard it would be to take this to the field to work. So we came out with a system a lot easier, more practical. And of course, it had to be effective for this purpose. The system consists of a glass filter that's gonna, you know, keep the compounds there. It's gonna suck the compounds and they're gonna stay in that filter. A vacuum pump that's gonna make the suction action. Flow meters that are gonna control the airflow that we want. A rechargeable battery and a solar panel to keep that battery charged. How was our experimental design? Well, first of all, we have to understand the sawfly has a very specific or characteristic way of infesting the field called edge effect. Because they're not very good flyers, they're going to come into the area that is in the edge of the field, and that's going to be an area of high infestation of sawfly, and it's going to be a lot lower infestation toward the center of the field. So I set up these volatile collecting systems in the center of the field and in the edge of the field, so we could collect volatiles from all these places at the same time. And what we did is, first of all, our collection was done 1 month before the harvest, which is the time where the parasitoids are flying, for periods of 4 hours. And the airflow was a very small airflow, 0.5 liters per minute. And this is one of the things that makes the system effective. We're collecting a very small airflow, so just from the vicinity of that glass filter, we're collecting the volatiles. And the other thing that makes it effective is the fact that it's an ideal system, because wheat, the cropping system in wheat, as you can see here, are huge monocultures. Just wheat, there's nothing else. So we are collecting effectively volatiles from wheat. It might not work from other system if they're intercropping system or things like that, but it's effective for our study specifically. The volatiles were identified and quantified using a GCMS. We normalize the data by log transformation and analyze it by ANOVA. Our results, well, we got two different patterns of response. First of all, there were a production of higher amounts of compounds in infested plants compared to the uninfested, as we can see here. And there's another one where the higher amount of volatiles were produced in uninfested plants. Now, why did this happen? Well, specifically, the four compounds that we can see here that were produced under higher amounts in the infested plants are green leaf volatiles. So when the plants are attacked by the insect, they release higher amounts of these compounds. Now, the one we see here at the end, the hexahydrofenacyl acetone, it's a ripening compound. And plants that are attacked by the Wheatsome sawfly ripen or mature a lot faster. So there's not enough time for the plant to produce this compound when it's infested. That's why we see here a higher amount in the uninfested plants. The other thing I want to mention is that these three compounds here in the bottom with the red star, those are compounds that are behaviorally active toward parasitoids. And it's very interesting that they responded this way in this part where there is a difference between infested and uninfested plants. Now, here are other compounds that are not significantly different, and there's no behaviorally active compounds in this group. So in this table, we can see in our first column here, which are the compounds that were different between infested and uninfested. And let's focus specifically in these, because we're trying to understand the system. And from those compounds, we want to look at those three first, because these, besides being different, they have a positive response. First, electrophysiologically, the insect detects the compound, and then the behavioral studies using the wind tunnel tells us they are attracted to these compounds as well. So in conclusion, infested in areas of higher infestation, the plants that are infested are producing higher amounts of several specific compounds, but there's no unique compounds being produced. And compounds that are antennally and behaviorally active toward parasitoids are producing higher amounts in these places of greater infestation. And the three compounds we saw in the table that are produced in different amounts and that are behaviorally active are compounds that could be very important components of this biological control system. So we should keep an eye on these and try to do more behavioral studies to see how this system specifically works. I would like to acknowledge and thank our laboratory staff and our funding sources, and thank you all for being here. Well, difference in when in production or conditions?
In the green leaf volatiles, for instance, was it worthwhile going to the field? Did it make a big difference?
Well, yes. We were able to at least to prove that our results in the greenhouse, that's what we were trying to do, did match the results in the field, even though we had to work with the system itself. You see, when we work in the greenhouse, there is a closed system. The system is closed, completely closed, so you're picking up all the volatiles that the plants are producing. When you're in the field, our system is open. So you have to, you know, work with that, because there's going to be other, like air, there's going to be temperature, all these factors that are going to affect the production of volatiles. And we were worried about the difference between that, the results we got in the greenhouse. But the system showed that it did work, and the results we got were very, very similar to the ones we got in the greenhouse. So the system does work in our case, and we want to know that in the field is working, because that's where the real thing is occurring. So yes, I think it was worth a while doing the test in the field, and it's something that's, I don't think it has been done, or if it has been done, very few times to collect volatiles in the field, because it's very hard, and probably because of the system I mentioned itself, it's ideal.
Okay. All right, thank you, Oscar.